I know you can. I'm going to mute now. How long till show?
In the year after Colony 175, the leader of the colonies was assassinated. Five Gundams were supposed to have been sent to Earth to take revenge. However, since Oz's activities in space took the form of cooperation rather than control, the colonies decided to accept Oz. In the year after Colony 195, as Oz moves to take over both the Earth and outer space, the Gundams are labeled as rebels and are isolated from society. With no place to return, the Gundams and their pilots are forced to fight for a reason to exist in the ever-changing world.
You're a little bitch, because you know where I am, motherfucker, so come see me.
Listen, you guys are nuts, buddy.
I'm coming down here right now.
Wait a minute. Wait.
Damn, she wants to get fucked up, huh? You want me to meet you somewhere and fuck you up?
Hey, is the volcano in 204?
What are you saying? I'm asleep, man. I'm not doing nothing.
Yeah, 40B, right? You ain't getting me caught up in that shit.
Whoa. What time is it anyway?
Why are you picking on me?
What are you talking about, man?
You're crazy.
Just letting you know right now, if he catches you on the floor, you will be escorted out without a refund.
Come and fucking see me, homie.
Play Dancing Radio!
Well, good evening, everybody. My name is Dozer. Welcome to the August 2nd. Prankish Radio live show. Sorry about that feedback. Gotta get some computer stuff right. Here tonight with everybody else, we got Pat Fox.
Say hello. What's up, my nigga?
And PSR Security. Go ahead and say hello. And Enigma, go ahead and say hello.
Hey, what's up?
This is PSR Security, and I want to say hello. This is Armor.
That wasn't Aaron Burr. That was just me imitating Aaron Burr. That sound is Desmond Dozier taking a hit.
We gotta find a new co-host because Death Fox is dying.
I am kind of dying, technically. If I do die, then I want Marky Mark from Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch to take my place, aka Mark Wahlberg. Okay, we're going to call places tonight.
We're going to do prank calls. We're here for y'all. Go spread the word. More people in this room.
What's a prank call?
Fill this chat up.
Go spam this fucking link everywhere.
What's a prank phone call? I don't understand.
Let's show the audience what a prank call is.
I think a prank phone call is when I call, like, Walmart and ask them how much it is for a glass of lemonade, and then I pee in a cup and try to sell it to Walmart.
Is that what you're about to do or something? Let's do a call. It's been a long time, so let's, I want to do something good today.
Hey, wait, how was your vacation to the San Chili's or whatever it was called?
Seashells? It was good.
It was?
Needed to go to the Seashells for a while and chill out.
You tank?
Huh? In the seashells? I don't speak the language they speak.
You didn't get no tank?
I just ate a bunch of seafood and drank a lot of liquor.
You didn't get no vajayjay?
No, I didn't. Is that what you're asking? I didn't do that while I was there.
You should have got some vajayjay. You're a handsome man. You should
I know. No, I know I am, but I didn't see any eligible Seychellian, eligible Seychellian bachelorette.
Oh, what about some men?
Not into that sort of thing.
We had bass.
A lot of Europeans there, and they liked the different sort of swimsuits. And I know it was a good time though. The best seafood in the fucking world, no lie.
Every time you're near the coast of any place, they have the best seafood down there. Okay, as Aaron said, you see this? What he just talked. He said, "This is your call. You ready to go?"
Yep.
Here you go.
Yes. Hello, this is Ryan Leahy calling from Cat Facts. You ordered a $1.99 per day, 10 texts a day, 2-year subscription to Cat Facts. Am I speaking to the right person? Hello? Oh, she's gone.
That turned out well.
Yeah.
I'll call her, and I'm going to call her. She's a cunt.
Give her time to wait. Let's do another call and then call her back.
Okay. If you have any numbers, please submit them. If you haven't submitted a number, you're a cunt yourself.
Great. Good point.
Let's see. I posted this on 4chan. So we should
get
some new listeners, yeah. That number don't work, Aaron.
Shout out to Thomas C2. Is that if I'm saying it right? I think
you
I'm saying it.
You can't keep giving Dozer numbers. I'm taking this one.
Yeah, you can, dude. There's no laws here.
Yeah, I'm taking.
There's no mandates.
I'm taking this one. Dozer's popular, but I'm taking this one. He's handsome.
Your call has forwarded to an automated voice messaging.
He's handsome with the ladies when I'm taking this one.
I'm just the good looking one. That's my only role.
You are the good looking one.
I'm just imagining. It's funny though, because nobody sees it. Just a prank call show.
Nobody saw security though.
Oh yeah, we've never security seen could I've never be seen Enigma either.
Way more handsome than us. Honestly,
he could be. You never know.
He could be like Don Juan DeMarco. He could.
Who the fuck is that?
You ever heard of Don Juan DeMarco?
No.
That's the last name of Don Juan. Let's see.
All right.
I just farted.
New fun fact every day. Brought to you by PSR Consulting Group.
If you ever watched the movie Don Juan, his last name is DeMarco.
Don Juan DeMarco. All right. What's another call? No, I'm just in hotels, man.
Well, let's do it. I'm just waiting for numbers. I'm the number dollar of the group.
Let's do some hotels.
Go to the mirror, port.
Okay, I'm going to find some brand new shit we never called before.
Oh, shit. He's going to call some porn.
What'd you say?
I don't know. For us to not call it, it's got to be weird.
We have called, like...
Can we call Kiss Mix Subs?
And everything.
Can we call Kiss Mix Subs?
Yeah, once or twice, yeah.
Okay. I'll let you have it this time, though. A deer? A dozer deer? I'll do it. Okay, I'll do it.
Miami.
Hey. I heard your vagina is the size of the Empire State Building. Is this true?
Hang up, I got it.
You got it?
I got it, and I gave it to your mom.
Your
mom have it.
Sir, I just wanted a sub. How dare you? How dare you, sir?
Dude, Google started putting a plus in front of some of their numbers.
If you go to google.ru, it'll put a plus in front of every American number.
Yo, that's tight, yo. That's tight for real.
That's tight as a Mormon in a field convention. That's tight. That's tight as a Mormon. Here you go. Aaron, this is yours. You hadn't had one yet.
Good evening. What is this? Hotel 6, Shauna speaking.
Hey, Shauna, can I go ahead and transfer me to room 106, please?
106?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, we don't have a 106.
This is the manager. How may I help you, sir?
Oh, whoa. Who's that, ma'am? I just want to be transferred to a room.
Yes, but we don't have room 106.
Okay. Is there a 206? Maybe I'm mistaken.
Sir, I can help you, sir. I don't know who you're speaking to, but I'm the manager of the Motel 6 in Musumin. So I would be able to help you out tonight.
Oh, okay, great, sir. Can you go ahead and transfer me to room 106, please?
We don't have room 106, but if you want, I could book you a reservation. Do you have your credit card number handy?
Yes, I do. Hey, how much is it for the night?
Well, right now we're currently charging $200 per night at this location. And if you gave me your credit card number, oh, she's gone. Just a good backup if you know the room doesn't work out.
Yeah, that's perfect.
Fun fact, babies aren't dishwasher safe. Brought to you by The One.
Babies are dishwasher safe if they're plastic.
In the South only, yeah, maybe.
What are you trying to say about my Southern hospitality, son? I'm doing West Side symbols while I'm doing this. Okay, y'all want to know something? It's funny, my girlfriend's like, I'm telling her she is not allowed to eat after she done work like 18 hours. I'm like, you can't eat. And she's like, but I'm hungry. I'm like, I'll break up with you if you eat. She's like, but I'm hungry. And I'm like, fuck, you're eating. If you eat, I'm breaking up with you. She's like, but I'm hungry. I'm such a douchebag boyfriend, aren't I?
Yo, The One, I got a real fun fact about kangaroos. If you put a bag over one and push it into the bag, it'll fall asleep until they catch them in the wild and shit. It's crazy.
Fun fact, kangaroos can kick your ass, The One. Fun fact. I guarantee you, a kangaroo can box the fuck out of your face. I guarantee it. Or you get your money back.
Well, you get your money back, mate.
Google.
It's cool when you're on vacation, like, you can talk with different accents and shit. Like, I go to restaurants, just talk with a British accent. Like, they might take the grouper, like that. Yeah, like, I have no idea. It's cool. You can't kill what you catch. You can't. Yeah, you can.
Let's call some can. Bail bonds people and tell them we're in jail.
Dude, let's call the bail bondsman. Hey. Fred Herbert.
I don't know him.
Oh, shit. Hold on. I'll find it. Give me a minute.
Here, I'm going to call a bail bondsman and tell him I'm in jail for pedophilia and see if he'll bail me out. I fucked 12 kids, son. Will you bail me out? I won't run.
Found it.
This is Clinton.
Yeah, is this a bail bondsman?
Yeah, this is Clinton with AJG Bail Bonds.
How does it work?
I'm sorry?
How does this work? I've never been in jail before.
So you're in jail right now?
Yeah.
Where at?
County.
Downtown? County jail?
Yeah.
What's your name?
Remy Johnson.
How do you spell the first name? R-E-M-Y?
R-E-M-I.
R-E-M-I. Johnson?
Yeah. I was caught trying to have sex with a 4-year-old.
Okay.
It's not really that funny.
Well, sorry about that. When were you arrested, Remy?
About 12 hours ago. They just now let me use the phone.
Okay, sorry.
They're telling me that it's, I don't know how this works, but they're telling me it's $400,000 bail.
That's what I'm looking up right now. As we're talking, I'm online looking to see if I can find your information on the jail's website. So just bear with me one second.
Is it okay if I do it again when I'm out on bail? Because I know what the... Well, she's really cute, and she told me she loved me, and I believe it's true love.
What's your phone number, Remy?
Do you believe in true love?
What's your phone number?
It's 909-620-4823.
909-620-4823?
Yeah. It's true love. The 4-year-old told me she loved me, and I believed her. She said she was sucking my D.
Yeah, I'm looking for you online. I'm not finding anything because it feels like you're playing a prank.
I'm not playing a prank.
It feels like you might be playing a prank.
Nuh-uh. She said she would do me. And she said she would ride me like a donk-a-donk train, whatever that is.
What's your middle name, Remy?
My middle name is Fuck You, you fucking faggot.
And your date of birth?
4-8-2012. I was just born one year ago. I'm 1 year old. I'm a baby, motherfucker.
Can you hold on one second?
No. Bye. That was stupid. I don't know why I did it.
All right. Call this place.
Did I say my name was Remy Martin?
Remy something else. Washington or something, wasn't it?
There you go. She's 4. She was hot as fuck, yo.
Bail bonds.
Hello? I'm returning a call.
I received a call
earlier from it sounded like a Fred Herbert or something of that nature.
Yeah, pertaining to what?
I couldn't understand. He was saying something about his hair being wet and it being in the salon or something. But he told me to return the call.
Prank phone call. Sorry.
Are you making them
prank phone calls? So that's it. Thank you. Bye.
Hello, sir. I gotta call him back later. You guys have seen those videos, right?
Yeah. How much is it for bail on murder?
Well, depends on what the bail amount is. It's usually
I killed 48 people, and I was wondering how much.
that was part of a mass slaughtering. I need to go to jail.
That laugh is the weirdest laugh you have ever heard on Pranks. That's right. I killed half a dozen people, and I just want to know how much it is to get me off the hook.
A half dozen is 6, Death Fox, but moving on.
I know, fuck you.
Say you ran over Trayvon Martin in your car.
Hey, we should call random residents and ask if they would give to the Trayvon Martin Foundation and get dude, we could rack up so much cash in the name of Trayvon Martin. I wouldn't feel bad. Would you feel bad?
Off air or on air? No, I'm just playing.
On air. I wouldn't care.
I don't know
if we get our line is gonna. Everybody that's listening, our line is gonna be cut off in 4 days if I don't get no donos.
Fuck donations. Fucking put in numbers, bros. We need numbers to call. Put in numbers of like your aunts and your uncles and your friends that you know information about, and then we'll call them and we'll, you know, talk to them pertaining to that information you gave and make them, you know, feel like we know them and really make it all fucking awkward and weird.
Here's a place called Goodfellas Elbon. Let's call this. This is yours, Aaron. You have to do something for Goodfellas Bellbonds in Las Vegas, Nevada.
Vegas? Okay.
It better be good or you're fired. No, I'm just kidding.
What's that duck sound?
My text ringtone.
Good afternoon, Bellbond. Richard can help you.
Hey, yo, what's up, Richard? I need you to bail my ass out.
Who is this?
Hey, it's George Zimmerman.
George Zimmerman?
Yeah, I just ran over that Trayvon Martin kid. I need you to go bail my ass out. The feds are looking for me, man.
Come on, bro.
Help! Bro. He ran over me!
He ran my ass over, man.
I threw him in the back of the trunk. Yeah, so you can help me out, nigga, or what?
Well, sure. You gotta get booked in first, though, man.
Alright, so when we get arrested, I'll drive out to Vegas or wherever the fuck you is. So you can bail my ass out.
So we got to pull off, man. Who is this, man?
Hey, I told you, it's George. What's up, baby?
It's who?
It's George. Georgie. Georgie Z.
Is it George? Georgie.
Georgie Z.
George Z.
So where you is? What jail? What, I'll go crash my car into the jail. You can go bail me out.
No, Dar, I'm at the office. I'm nowhere. You can go crash in one of the places and break out a bunch of people.
How about
you're not breaking me out.
How about I just crash my car into your bail bonds joint and run you over, and then you can bail me out.
Yeah, that'll work.
All right, sound good?
That'll work. Yeah. You got to do a wicked fucking turn, though, when you come in. Because it's off of Main Street, it's like you got a lot of speed, man, and start turning early.
You got like a bitchy front desk lady you want me to hit on the way in?
Yeah, just the whole thing.
Want to demolish the joint?
Yeah, I guess that's what you'll have to do, like, man.
Yeah, I'll cave the whole motherfucker in. Make sure like your sister or one of your family members are in there. So if you hate them. Take care of that while you're at it. I'll bust that fucker out.
That'll work, man.
All right, when you want me there? I can be there within like 3 minutes.
Okay, let's
that was fucking hilarious. I was rolling for that call. Oh, good.
I'll bust that fucker.
Okay.
Gave that motherfucker in. Oh, that was hilarious.
Bellbond?
Yeah, how much is it to get a bond?
It depends how much the bond is, sir.
$70 million.
Who is this?
My name is John Jacobson. And I killed 5,000 people.
You what?
I killed 5,000 people. I'm on the news right now.
Who is this?
John Jacobson. I killed 50,000 people. With a ninja knife. Yeah, good. That was the most ridiculous call I've ever did.
He was laughing though, Dozer. I could see. He was like,
dude, I was cracking up. That was funny. I killed, what did you have, a fucking nuke? 5,000 people?
I could, a nuke would kill at least a million. Let's call some hookers. Let's call some escorts. Backpages.com. Until some people submit numbers telling us what to do, we're just going to call whatever you want.
Yeah, submit numbers, motherfucker. You want to get a cold caller? We'll call that on Motel 6, too. These screens are all like bright as fuck.
I'm gonna eat some Chick-fil-A tonight, son.
Oh, dude, I fucking love Chick-fil-A. I had that when I was just out and shit, and it was fucking
today.
Oh yeah, yeah.
I'm gonna have two spicy chicken Chick-fil-A sandwiches.
Fucking amazing, man. Love that place. I love how, like, it's, like, all, like, Christian and shit. It's my favorite part.
They're Mormon. They're not really that Christian. They're Mormon.
Oh, never mind. Never mind. Well, anyways, when I was there, every time I said thank you, they go, your pleasure, or my pleasure. Like, every time I said thank you, the guy was like, my pleasure. And I was like, thank you, my pleasure. Thank you, my pleasure. Thank you. Like, they're so
polite. I'm being an asshole to my girlfriend. I'm like, if you're not home in 10 minutes, it's over.
Why are you being so hard on her?
Cause she's fucking hateful sometimes.
Dog, you don't know what you got till it's gone.
You don't know what you got till it's gone.
Take paradise in the parking lot. I was like fucking wasted, just like thinking that shit. Alright, anyways, back to business here.
She's like, that's not funny. She's like, babe, that's not funny. I'm like, well, I'm not a sheep pig, so I guess that I'm not going to be funny. Who gets that? Who gets the non-sheep pig reference? D12, do you get that? Did you ever watch that movie about the pig named Babe? If you watch the movie named Babe about a pig, press one in the chat. Because you're cooler than everybody else in this conference.
I seen that shit.
What's it about?
A little reference though. It's about the dog. It's about the dog with a. I mean, it's about the pig. I mean, like, on a farm with the mean ass farmer dude, and it's like really.
No, the farmer loved the pig. And
no, he didn't. No, he didn't. He wanted to slice the bitch.
He didn't want to kill the pig. It was about a miniature pig.
Yeah, the farmer was real mean. I remember that. He always would carry around the pitchfork.
No, he taught the pig.
Yeah, he did.
The sheep taught the pig how to speak sheep, and the sheep, he took the pig to the regionals, and the pig know how to speak sheep, so he was like, bah, rat, mule.
Let's do a call where you just do that.
Yeah. Let's try to find somebody selling pigs.
Here, call this, bro.
I'm looking in the chat. Hold on. Who saw Big? It's about a pig who wants to be a sheepdog. Yeah, the one is the shit.
Enigma knows what I'm talking about. That farmer, what?
The one is the only one that honestly saw this movie. I can tell by the way he's typing. I'm calling this movie, but the one is the only one that knows this movie. The one, you can call us in on Skype because you're the only one that knows Babe, the sheep pig, the movie.
Hello, and thank you for calling award-winning with Tim Hortons.
You are being transferred to a guest.
Are you Cole the one? If you're Cole, you can join us here in a minute.
That extension is not valid. Please try again. You are being transferred to... You are being transferred to 4.
Using award-winning Motown 6 Saskatoon with Tim Hortons on site, ready to serve you 24 hours. Motel 6.
That extension is not valid. Please try again. You are being transferred to a guest.
Your standard features provide even greater value for our guests, including a state-of-the-art saltwater pool and hot tub with the best...
That extension is not valid. Please try it. You are being transferred to a guest.
Now, let's do like a $700 TV bill or something.
Free 24-hour coffee and tea service.
You are being transferred to the operator.
Thank you for calling Motel 6. Amber speaking. May I help you?
Hello, Amber. How are you doing tonight?
Good. How are you?
Very well. I want to be transferred to a room, please.
Okay. Do you know what room number it was?
I believe it is 202.
202?
Yes.
Let's check the name on that. And who are you expecting to be in the room?
Well, you do have a 202, correct?
Yep.
Okay, cool. That's all I need to know. That's all I need to know.
Okay. You don't need to be transferred there?
No, I know who's staying in the room. He wanted me to come over to give him to service him orally, and I told him I would be there soon. So as long as you have a room 202, then I'll be there. I'll be there very soon. That's all I need to know. It's all I need to know.
Okie dokie.
Okay, so you have a room 202, correct? He wasn't just jerking me around on Craigslist.
Yeah, he's 202.
Okay, cool. That's all I need to know. That's all I need to know.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye, cunt. I gotta make a phone call, so y'all talk for about 2 minutes.
Alright. You gotta go resolve his girlfriend issues.
Oh, I gotta call my moms.
Oh, okay. Enigma, come off mute. Security, come off mute. Everybody, come off mute. Let's talk for a minute. We gotta have a talk.
Hey, what's up, nigga?
What's up? Are y'all seeing any good movies lately?
I seen The Conjuring, last week.
World War Z is pretty good.
Conjuring is alright.
Is it about Conjuring?
Yeah.
Which is
based on true shit, but I don't believe it.
Keep talking, I'm just getting an audio check real quick.
Oh, okay.
Security, keep talking. How was that dust storm, bro?
Pretty fucking epic, man.
You got a dust storm going on?
Nah, a couple weeks ago. It was fucking crazy. Got like 100-mile-an-hour winds.
Aw, shit.
Yeah, tore up the whole fucking neighborhood. Got trees everywhere.
I'm done.
You talked to your old Mima already?
My girlfriend's being a cunt.
Aw.
I know that's rude to say, but damn.
Yo, Enigma, how was The Conjuring? That was a good movie?
Yeah, it wasn't bad. I didn't...
Did they conjure in it?
It was pretty,
they
like,
conjure.
New, like... Yeah, like, when shit would pop up on a screen, it was predictable.
With a, like, yeah. Black, nigga!
Yeah.
Black!
I like this. Have you guys seen it at all?
No, I've never saw it.
No, I haven't seen it, but I want to see it. They keep airing the commercials here like crazy. Like, every other commercial is a Conjuring commercial.
Hey, D12, look at me. Were they like, black, nigga?
Yeah.
Every time there was a Conjuring, black!
Oh, dude, check out what I picked up recently. You know that really, 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 really controversial fucking cover, Rolling Stone? I picked that shit up. The article is really fucking good, dude.
Why is that controversial?
Because he's like on Rolling Stone. They usually put like rock stars.
I don't get why that's controversial.
Boom. Only on PSR. You're seeing it here first.
Nobody sees it but us.
Yeah, I know. But the article is really good, though. Y'all should read it.
I'm adding the guy that knew about Babe only because he knew about Babe. I'm sorry. He earned my affection.
All right, do that. I'm going to get more beer. I'll be right back, and we'll get straight back to the prank calls, my friends.
Cole Ricky, there.
Yeah, what's up, man?
You knew about Babe, thus you earned my affection.
Awesome. That was actually a pretty decent movie.
Remember okay, you're going to stay on the line only if you remember the secret sheep code. What was I saying?
The secret sheep code? I don't remember. That's a long
time. Ram you.
Oh, yeah. It's rams, sheep.
It goes, Ram you. I'm drunk. I just called and ordered 2 spicy chicken sandwiches from Chick-fil-A, and I'm waiting for it to get here.
Dude, when I had a bunch of free time, I called up, like, random Chick-fil-A's in, like, Iowa. And I was like, there's this white stuff in your drinks. You might want to check that out. And they're like, we'll check it out. And they actually found something in there at one point. And I was like, oh.
White stuff. I don't get drinks from there. I just get chicken sandwiches.
I haven't been there in a while.
I'm fucking with my girlfriend. I'm like, she's got 8 minutes to get home or we're done. I'm an asshole for a boyfriend.
You're a good
guy. I'm pretty much an asshole. I get drunk and fuck with her.
Okay.
She worked like 14 hours literally today. And I'm like, if you don't get home in like 10 minutes, I'm done with you.
I slept 14 hours today. Does that count?
Mm-mm. I can't sleep that long. I sleep like 5 hours.
I learned that the body is programmed to take 2 4-hour like cycles of sleep. That's why you usually wake up in the middle of the night.
We need numbers. People get numbers. Go get numbers. Best numbers.
I had surgeries. Do you remember that girl we called last time I was here? She was so stupid.
Dude, I'm
so
drunk. I don't remember nothing. I don't even know my name. What's my name? It's Joe Bobby.
Alright, I got a number here. I'll put the information with it as well.
Alright, I'm back. I'm getting fucking wasted tonight, boys.
I'm already wasted. How are you not wasted?
I'm pretty getting there, so.
I'm already there.
Who we got in the chat right now? We got someone else.
Cody.
Oh, DZ Jackson. What's up, DZ? How you doing, bro?
Denzel.
Glad to see you here.
Jonathan Jackson.
What is this?
Denzel Washington Jackson. Look at that foamy ass beer.
Oh, dude, it was the perfect pour. Oh, dude. Love this.
How old's this girl?
I'm just thinking about how great beer tastes.
How old's this girl, and if she's under 12,
your call has been forwarded to an automatic message system.
How old's this girl, and if she's under 12, would she give me oral? What? Hey, Dozer.
Yeah.
What if he woke up during the night, spending the night at a friend's house, and there was a 10-year-old girl giving you oral? What would you do?
Wait, my bad. I had the stream playing.
This is a random ass pedo question.
Did you say what I think you said?
I'm pretty sure I did, but If you woke up,
dude, I would wake up so motherfucking fast and throw that bitch off of me and be like, Chris Hansen, where are you right now? Because that would be like fucking way too much for me, dude. That's too weird, man.
But what if you were really close? I don't think you would.
No, I would know. She would know. No 10-year-old. No, that's fucked. That is fucked.
That is fucked. That, look at my. It's hard to see my face. Hold on. That is fucked. Honestly, it is fucked. But I don't think you would throw her off.
Oh, I would. Oh, I would. Oh, I would. Dude, well, that's...
Would you throw her off?
Would I? Yeah.
I think I would too, but only because y'all said y'all would. I'm being pedophilia, like.
Yeah, anyways. The second he was talking about his girlfriend problems, now he's talking about
my girl.
Like, getting...
Yeah, y'all don't hear that, dude.
Did you see what Thomas even said in the chat?
I told her, it's cool. You rather do who you ever you're right. I don't even know what I'm saying to her, but she's really upset. Cause I told her she's not home in 4 minutes. I'm breaking up with her.
Are you guys sending those numbers, you guys? We need numbers to call and shit.
What if you woke up and David Tennant was giving you oral?
Dude, I would do the Tennant same motherfucking like thing.
If David Tennant was giving me oral, I would go gay.
David Tennant's an amazing actor.
Yeah, he's an amazing actor, and if he was giving me an oral, I would go gay.
He'd be like, Alonzi.
Call the next number.
Yeah, if Doctor Who was giving me head, I would go gay. Honestly,
I'm about to post a big list that we can just roll through for a minute.
Would you go gay for anybody? Does there has
Hello,
to be
and
one
thank
person
you for calling Studio 6, Toronto, Mississauga.
Death Fox
if you know your party's room or extension number, you may dial it at any time. For directions to the property,
oh shit! Shut up. We got a switchboard. Why didn't you?
Because it wasn't a real thing. We're talking about who would go gay for who.
Dude.
Would you go gay for... Doja's scared. He's legit scared. I can see it in his face.
Like, why are we talking about this?
Because I want to go gay for you, Doja.
What about David?
I'm making him choke on
his
fear.
Now I am scared.
I'm just fucking around.
Now
here
I am
go.
Scared. I don't tell it a switchboard, though. We should hang
out. Me and Dozer is not gay. Let's just go from here.
What did you say?
We're not gay, I said.
Hello, and thank you for calling Studio 6, Toronto, Mississauga.
Damn, faggot. This is America, man. Sarah Death! What's up, bro? Say hello if you can hear me.
Your call is being answered by the guest voicemail system. The person is no message recorded.
Send a never ending one. We can call back. Try another room.
Let's call the 1700 Club.
They don't have a switchboard no more. No point.
No, they do sometimes. Ow, I just broke my fucking nail. Somebody put in the 1700 glove and I'll call it.
Way ahead of you, brah.
Change your picture from David Tennant because I'm getting aroused. I just want to say that was his face when I said it.
Dude, what the fuck, man? You're creeping me out tonight, dude. Being, like, fucking weird. I don't even feel comfortable anymore, man. My own show. I don't feel comfortable. I think I'm going to have to go back on vacation. I can't go on vacation, though, because there's a fucking global travel alert. Did you guys hear about that shit, though?
No, what's up?
Global travel alert?
I hadn't heard about it. What's happening?
Fucking Al-Qaeda's threatening everybody.
They the U.S. legitimately shut down, like, every embassy in the Middle East, but they're putting out, like, a global travel alert for all, like, U.S. citizens because, there might be, like, an attack over, I think it's over, is it over the weekend or over the week? I don't know if someone's gotta clarify on that, but.
Like,
yeah,
a whole month or
something. Yeah, Aaron needs to jerk off to you. Wrong cam code.
fuck the Taliban.
What the fuck?
Aaron, why don't you go on cam?
Yeah, ever Aaron. Aaron and Enigma.
We have never saw Aaron, have we?
We've never saw Enigma.
I don't have a cam.
Enigma's private. Okay. I get Enigma. But Aaron, you're like our brother. Why haven't you gone on camera?
I can't see either of you.
Call KDK. Evil Ideas, you're right. That's why I'm going to say KDK to that shit. Or take KDK. Getting my words all fucking fumbled. Gotta take that shit to KDK's show.
And fuck y'all niggers. I'm not gay. I have a girlfriend. Fuck y'all.
Al-Qaeda teaming up with Korea. I don't know about that one. But Al-Qaeda's definitely, like, I don't know. Something's going on. Listen to
yeah, KDK is the best faggot can be.
True that. See what DZ said.
No, I'm pretty sure none of our frequent callers are gay. I'm not gay. Professor X not gay. Aaron's not gay. Cole's not gay. D12.
Man, we're gay up in here, nigga.
No, I can't see
this. It's the gayest call still ever. We should advertise it as a gay prank call so we get more listeners.
No! KDK don't get no calls because of that.
Through that.
KDK's gay and he don't get no calls.
What do you guys want to hear? You want to hear hotels, restaurants, hookers, fucking...
1700 in there and we'll call them.
I already motherfucking
did. I don't
see
it, motherfucker. Fuck you.
Scroll up! There you go.
I see it now, but still fuck you.
Fuck you. Fuck you, faggot.
How dare you insult my hair?
Oh,
Boston.
Damn. I was approved.
You have entered an invalid extension number. Please, one moment, please.
Okay, I'll start this one off. Damn it, three. Fuck.
Hello, and thank you for calling the Motel 6. One moment, please.
I told Kasha that you're going to hook me up with a cute girl. She's getting really fucking upset right now. It's not even funny. She's like, you better not, you fucking nigger. That's what she said to me.
What? She said that?
Yeah. I said, you're being mean to me? I'm going to hook
up. The person you are trying to reach is currently... One moment, please.
I said, we're talking about you on the radio. She did blush face. Oh, God, this can't be good.
Well, it's not.
Hello, and thank you for calling the Motel 6 of Boston.
Now,
your party's room number. One moment, please. The person you are trying to reach is currently unavailable.
I don't know if anyone...
Please leave a message, and they will respond as soon as possible. Wait, one moment, please.
Hello?
Hey, yes, sir. This is Ryan Leahy calling down from the front desk.
Excuse me?
Hello, sir?
Yeah?
Yes, who am I speaking with?
I don't know. I rent the room as 20 minutes ago.
Yeah. Yes, sir, this is Ryan Leahy. I'm calling down from the front desk.
Okay.
Yes, sir, we know you just checked in a few minutes ago, correct?
Yes.
Yes, we've actually had a problem with the room. I'm here right now with my manager. His name is Patton. And he actually had a security issue with the room earlier. We may need to charge you extra. Do you understand?
I know, but I rent the room. I don't know why you pay the extra $80.
Sir, you are not. We have to charge you a broken English fee. So I'm gonna transfer you over to my associate, Patton Fox, and okay. He will be furthering to assist you. But I have to advise you, sir. You have not been very cooperative so far. Okay, and we're gonna have to charge you a broken English fee. Do you understand?
Yes, sir, this is Mr. Patton Fox, and we have to charge you a broken English fee, and we have to also ask you to not be a Mexican nigger. Are you Hello? There? Could Hello? You please stop taking all our gravel outside the hotel and building some kind of weird naturalistic fort?
Pack up all your things, sir, and come back to the front desk.
Me?
Yes, pack up all your things and stop being some weird third world country nigger.
Hello?
And, hey.
Yeah, what's happened?
Your boyfriend there said you would give us a blowjob if you could stay in the room.
Yeah?
You will give us a blowjob if you can stay in the room?
Sucky, sucky.
I don't know.
Sucky, sucky, if stay in room.
No, we only rent the room.
Yeah, but you have to give us sucky, sucky to stay in room.
Listen, ma'am. Listen, ma'am. 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 Yeah? This is Ryan Leahy. I'm calling down from the front desk.
Okay.
I am here with my associate, Patton Fox, and we have a few security concerns that we need to talk to you about tonight, ma'am. Do you speak English?
Yes.
Okay, ma'am. Now, is your door securely locked?
Yeah. What happened?
Okay. No. You're not in any danger. Don't be scared. You're not in any type of danger. But there is a man in the hallway, and he is near your room, and he may be a little bit mentally challenged, and we don't want him to disturb you. Do you understand?
Yes, I understand, but we are about to leave maybe in 1 hour.
Okay, ma'am, this is what I need you to do. For now, ma'am, I need you to tell the male in the room to go bang on the door as loud as he can, okay?
Okay, but can you call me after an hour, and can you let me know about that?
No, ma'am, we need to do this right now, because then you can leave whenever you want to if you do this for me right now. So if we do this right now, then you're in the clear. Do you understand?
Yes, I understand. Thank you.
Okay, so tell the male to go to the door and pound on the door and yell, go away, go away,
Jerry
go
Batsford. Away,
go away. Tell him to do that as loud as he can and pound on the door.
Jerry Batsford.
All right, thank
ma'am?
You.
No, yes. Don't hang up the phone, ma'am. If you hang up the phone, we're going to have to charge you a non-compliance fee of $125 USD.
Okay.
You understand, you stupid cunt? You stupid... Hello?
Yes.
Hello?
You don't
yes,
have
you're
to call me like that.
You're
I
stupid.
You.
You're stupid cunt. Cunt. You're dumb. Pack up all your things and come down to the front desk. We're kicking you out right now. Pack up all your things.
All right. But you have
make sure you yell Jerry Batsford.
Ma'am.
Yes.
What are you doing right now?
Fingering.
You want me to come out in the front desk?
Yeah, come to the front desk. No refund for you.
Naked. Come naked.
Pack up all your things and come naked.
Only free if naked.
Stupid pendejo.
Pichijota Mateja
la puta. There she went. She understood that.
That was horrible.
That was horrible. We just tormented her for a minute. That's all. Oh well. All in good fun, right, Cole?
Absolutely.
Cole.
Oh,
you look
yes.
So young. Look at Cole.
Because I can't.
I would go gay for you, Cole. You wanna be gay with me, Cole?
No.
Why not? You need to give me a bro code.
I don't swing that way.
You should. You have to show us how committed to PSR you are by giving me the jobs.
Alright, anyways.
Hey, I'm that's just fucking I'm
saying.
Oh, here, I'll show you my command. I listened to you right before I went into surgery.
Oh, nice, dude. That's fucking cool.
He went to transgender surgery.
I actually had surgery on my ankle for soccer.
Zero Death says, Deathbox, he's mine. Back off.
I'm sorry, I didn't know.
Dude, I got this fucking dank ass brownie sitting here, and I'm about to fucking go ham on this motherfucker.
You got what?
Got a brownie here, dude.
Is it real? Is it like a weed brownie?
What do you think, man?
Man,
no, of course camera. It's not, dude. Of course it's not. I do not condone any type of use of any type of contraband that the U.S. federal government does not also advise.
My girlfriend just said,
"Except for smoking charge."
No, check this out. My girlfriend just went mean to me. I said, "Well, you are being mean. Why aren't you home?" I said to her. She says, "Cause I'm eating." Well, you are not making it easy to be nice right now. I said, fuck dude, you, cunt.
That's not being mean, dude.
Yeah, I just called her a cunt.
I think you're being mean.
I am being mean.
You're a fuck mean. Her.
I'm the man. She should be nice to me.
You do have a down-south attitude.
Kangaroos, you know how are you set up?
Calling your girlfriend's a cunt is always a good idea.
I've been with her for like a month now. Okay, we need numbers. If you don't submit numbers, then Obama's gonna ruin the world and kill the gay people.
Have a good one. I actually have a legit one. I fucked it up.
Why ain't nobody on cam no more but me? That's weird.
Because yours won't vote for me, so. And I don't. You said mine won't vote for you.
It won't, but Professor X's does. Get on camera, Professor X. I don't care if you're on weed, dude. I know you're on weed.
Dude, smoking charts.
Smoking, choking.
I didn't even say that. I was just like, I'm weed. I'm weird. I don't like being on cam. Probably kick me out. Especially you, Deathbox.
What? Get on camera, dude. I feel weird being on camera alone.
I don't just want to end the show and play Grand Theft Auto.
Yeah, I want to play Viva
Pinata. Thank you for calling. I'm currently on a call. Please leave your name and number.
Go
and I will
fuck
call you
yourself.
Back for more information.
You're currently on a call, cunt.
You guys play GTA 4 on PC?
I play Viva
Pinata. I need to get
it on PC.
I play it on PC.
Viva Pinata?
Nah, I don't have that.
Oh, dude, it's so dude.
Hold on. Los Angeles Escorts.
I gotta take a leak, man. I'll be right back, dude. Be right back, Homer.
Okay, we're gonna call a sexy hot Asian.
I put a number in.
Nick is gonna nig. Whitey's gonna what? Fallacy's gonna fallacy, nigga. And I wanna be bi. I wanna be the gangstas, nigga. Hey. I don't know, I'm rapping.
Sounds good.
Do you think I can be the greatest rapper that ever lived, like Tupac?
You could be, but then if you were like Tupac, you'd get shot.
Tupac didn't get shot. He's alive, man. Hold on, I'm doing a call.
I need myself.
Hello?
Is your picture real?
Yes.
If they're not real, then I don't want to meet you.
Excuse me?
If your pictures aren't real, then when I see you, I will leave.
Yeah.
Okay, well, if they're real, then I'll meet you and I'll pay you whatever you want. How much is it?
125 30 minus 200 for 1 hour.
You swallow?
Hello?
Do you swallow, you whore? I guess that whore don't swallow.
Apparently not.
Hey, Homer, it's me, man. I'm back. I actually have to go to the latrine to make water for a second, man.
WB?
Why are you making fun of my accent, bro?
I ain't, Homer. I'm just saying. I'm back, man.
Don't
I go to the latrine.
Don't
and make
try
water
to be like that country guy. I don't like that. It's rude. Here, I'm going to give you.
I'm
going to give you. Your camera's not working, though.
What you talking about, man?
How's your day, Ben?
How's my day?
Mm-hmm.
I've been in pain all day.
I'm sorry.
I have lymphedema. It fucking hurts. How's your day been?
My day's been pretty okay. I had to stay in bed all day because we're getting our carpets cleaned and I can't move because I'm blowing my leg. And yeah, so my leg, I had surgery on it, so I've been in bed all day. And so basically, I've just been listening to PSR and playing Minecraft.
Playing Minecraft.
And League of Legends and GTA 4 and Gary's.
I play League of Legends. You should add me.
What's your summoner name?
Fuck. Let me look real quick.
Alright.
My summoner name is...
I like the new block in series.
What the fuck is that?
Sorry, it's the login screen for League of Legends.
It's the U Deer.
Yeah, I don't like U Deer. I was gonna get him, but I don't have enough RP.
I have it.
Oh, you have spirit card. Here.
Okay, my summoner name is Ray.
It's my best friend. See my cam? My best friend right here.
I see. Okay. Is it R-A-Y. Spot? Is it Mr.
Yes,
Spot?
Yes, it is. Say hi, Spot.
Okay, my login name for
League
is Ray.
Okay.
NEIUS. Add me real quick.
Okay.
I'll be in here. Add me. Accepted.
Someone keeps coming in here and like sexually harassing the one. It's really funny.
Dude, I've played for like since season one.
Oh, I just started in season three. Like I've been playing for a couple months now, but I'm like level. I need one more experience point to be level 12.
I play forever. I've probably paid like $900 on this game. I have like just about every skin.
Oh, who is this guy? He's asking for a pick of my legs.
Yeah, someone keeps going in there and like sexually assaulting you.
Post numbers in the chat, dudes.
Because at first he was like,
I'm looking for hookers on back pages, but
he's like, I bet you're sexy naked. And I was like, well, it's not your business.
Why don't you sober?
Well,
gas
50-50-50-18. Are you like a hot ass chick? Or are you
honestly, why don't you sober with grown dudes? The only reason I say you should sober with grown men is because you should tell them you want money first. I would cyber with men for money. It's just chat. It's just text chat. And you get free money. Dozer, honestly, would you type to guys for money?
Just a keyboard.
It's just a keyboard. That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying, son. Okay, hi guys. Are you a breast man? I'm a cute, young, sweet, nice, sexy beauty.
Hey, did you get that number that I put in?
Yeah, we're going to call this nigger. That's a hooker. This nigger hooker.
Whoa.
What are you saying hello for? She's a nigger and she's a hooker.
Whoa. Be careful, man.
Welcome to Verizon Wireless. The wireless customer you called is not available at this time. Please try your call again later. Announcement 1, switch 2, dash 3, 2.
Why y'all saying whoa? Because I said nigger?
Don't say that, dude.
Nigger. I don't get
it. Dude, don't say it.
It's like an ugly word.
It's not ugly.
You're going to talk like that, man. I'm going to start talking this all the time. I mean, you start being ignorant and fucking burning crosses and fucking eating fried chicken and shit, man. Like, you want to be ignorant? I can be ignorant too, man. It's a fucking two-man game and shit, man.
This is America and black people and niggers.
You want to act like trash, man? Fine, I can act like trash too, then. It's all good, man.
Okay, cool. If you want to talk
about that, man. You want to go ride the 4x4 later and go mudding or something?
That would be actually fun. I think
we'll go maybe get some dogs and stick them on a pig or make chase them through the bayou.
Shut up.
We'll make
shut up, Roy.
The bayou and fucking we can chase it down and stab with a knife like redneck do or something.
We will, sorry, Roy.
But the person you called has a voicemail box that has not been set up yet. Goodbye.
Black people have gone so lulled into complacency.
We could, me and you could grab the four wheelers, man, and go run through the bayou or something, look for a pig, fucking kill
There's
it.
There's no bayous in Alabama, by the way.
We can go kill something.
The only bayous are in Florida and Louisiana.
Go get the guns, ride around a truck or something, go kill a deer or whatever you kill around there. You go string one up real quick, man.
String
I know what y'all like to do out there.
I'll string some niggers up with you.
Shoot, that's so fucked. Don't say that.
It is fucked, but you want to play the game, I'll play the game.
I told you, man, you want to play it one way, we play it the other way.
My nephew's half black. I'm just fucking around.
Heart or whatever you do.
Hold on, I got it. This is a call. I'm just being racist because you're racist.
I'm just being racist because you're redneck, man.
No, niggers are niggers. There's a difference between black people and niggers.
And rednecks are fucking rednecks. Don't you get
there's
it?
There's a difference between black people and niggers.
No, there's not, man.
There really is. Niggers are dirty.
If I do not answer, please leave me a message. Thank
you. People, man. I'm telling you that.
Hey, nigger fucking cunt. You should call us back and tell us the difference between niggers and black people. Thank you, bye. Okay, what are we gonna call?
What happened there?
Oh, shit.
It's whatever,
Jason
man.
Can leave. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, it's not cool,
maybe. It's just a joke, and if he wants to leave, he can leave. He should know that I'm just kidding. I'm not racist at all. My nephew's half black. There's a difference between legitimate black people and niggers. There honestly is. White people can be niggers. I'll say that straight up. Nigger means dirty motherfucker. And it's my stop and hold on.
Dude, I am reeling it in steel.
Let's just drop the situation. Can we do calls?
Yeah, let's do some calls, man. Did you get my number?
Not you. You're not important. I ain't trying to be mean, but you're not important. Hey, Dozer hung up, didn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah, whatever. He does this bull fucking shit. Why does he do this all the time? He thinks that he's... Man, why does he do this? Honestly, he does this every fucking time. He thinks he's a black messiah. I don't get it. Why are you acting a fool, dude?
Dude, you're just too racist, man. You're really fucking racist about it. But I'm just gonna listen now. You can just let me know when you're done.
I guess we're gonna end the show then.
No, and it's another show you've ended. So congratulations! It's like the fourth one.
Congratulations! Why do we even do shows then? Let's just stop doing shows verbatim.
I just want to have fun and do calls, but you gotta get like all like seriously like offending about shit.
Yeah, because
you
can
have fun without being you are though. You understand?
You get upset because you feel like you have to defend the entire black race.
Well, I don't, but we do have fans that don't like they get offended by that type of comedy. And for some, it's comedy. Rather, it's offending. And I don't want to offend people that have listened to the show for a long time. That's the only thing.
Jokes are gonna joke.
Yeah, but your jokes are just not funny to some people. They're just seriously offending. That's what I don't understand.
Who's complaining to you?
There's people.
Okay, who?
I'm not going to name names here on the air.
Because no,
I don't like it, so I'll stand up for that.
You're the only one that's complaining, honestly. Who other than you is complaining?
When you wonder why the show doesn't expand, probably because you're on every show, like saying the N-word and all this shit. No. I mean, it's the only thing I don't like. We can just like it's not a big issue. That's what I don't get. But you just have to do it to make a point. That's what's like kind of immature from your side of the whole thing. You just got to keep doing it.
You can
do the
show without me for all I care.
That's okay. You can do this. It's fine. But we're on the air. I don't really want to do this right now. I'd rather either do calls.
Why? I'd rather do it publicly.
Or not argue about secret. This dumb shit. Because it's just dumb. I mean, that's the only thing.
I'd rather people know our business in public than in secret.
That's the thing, though. It's not our business. That's yours. And I don't want to be associated with that type of
thing. No, it's not our business. Because... You're the one dipping off, and
yeah,
we're
okay, fine. Say okay, fine. Yeah, you're 110% right now. Whatever you want to do,
because you have problems,
show.
I don't.
Okay, sure. I'm sure that's fine.
Okay, we was
you're right.
And then you dipped off, correct?
Yep, you're 110% right.
I know I'm right, because I was fine, and then you had issues, and you dipped off.
Yep, but I don't want to be associated with that type of comedy, and I'm sure it's completely understandable.
Well, if you don't want to be associated with me, then why are you talking to me?
You're the one who keeps carrying this on. People listening to the show want to keep going. I also agree with that, want to keep going, but you're the one who keeps...
Well, you hung up. How can they keep going if you hung up?
I'll wait till you're done.
I'm going to be me. And you're gonna be you. You take stuff too seriously. You want to be black, and I can't help that.
See, now you're fighting me. I never said that.
No,
this is really not.
You
what
said that with your actions. You want
to
be.
This
black
is not the people that want to listen to prank calls. It's not what they want to hear right now.
You want to be black because you get offended by black jokes, and
dude, they're just not
even
funny.
Black people wouldn't get offended.
Oh my god! Yeah, you just ruined the show. Okay, good job. I'm ending the stream.
Okay,
you just ruined the whole
fuck
fucking
off
thing.
And end it. I don't give a fuck right now. I'm tired of taking shit. End it.
You guys, I am sorry about that. I tried to work with that. I tried. But, like, I don't know. I don't want to be associated with that type of comedy. I'm sure it's understandable, but if it just keeps going on, I'm not just going to, like, sit here and listen to it. And he just kept dragging it on over and over and over. I said, let's do calls. But no. So, sorry about that, guys, but thanks to Deathbox, that show ended very, very, very abruptly. But I don't know. Let's take a vote real quick. We got a lot of people in the room. What do you guys think? Is that comedy funny or no? Put a 1 if yes, a 2 if no. I mean, if you guys all put a fucking a 1, I'll side with you guys. It was what the viewers want. But, I mean, I personally just didn't. I mean, I'm sure you guys understand. I mean, it's just like something you don't want to be, you know, dragged into. 5518 is taking this very personally. Which, that's the thing, is, I mean, if we have a big, if we ever want to have a big group of listeners, we need to have, you know, some kind of comedy that everybody can enjoy. It's not about just what one person enjoys or what 10 people enjoy. We want something universal. We want something that everybody can come in here, listen to for 5 seconds or 50 minutes, they can laugh at. We host this stuff for entertainment, to be funny. We don't want to be offending. I know it's funny to you, and it may be funny to, like, your friends and stuff, but, like, on a much larger scale, we want to draw in a larger audience, and we can't do that by throwing in that kind of stuff so often, okay? I don't know. I don't know where to go from there. So, but... Yeah, and that was just, I'm sorry, you guys, that was too much. Deathbox says, is that like, I'm siding with whatever. It's just that, like, if we're going to do a show like this, I want to do it the right way. And the right way is not that way. And I'm sure y'all understand. Evil Ideas is the right idea. I agree with you completely. Yes, I agree with you. If it's funny, it's different. But if it's just fucking put out there constantly for no reason, it just gets really old really fast. I mean, Zero Death also has a good point. We want to be entertaining and not offensive. I mean, I want to be universally entertaining at the same time. I want to appeal to lots of people, not just a few. But that was kind of a long show. But we need to get a larger cast here going on because we need, you know, multiple people to do this. I can't do this on my own. I mean, we can do podcasts on our own. But
I really don't like listening when Deathbox is drunk.
Dude, I don't like doing shows with him when he's drunk. Like, I mean, it's fine. It's fine to a point, yes. But then what just happened happens. And then, you know, and we're here. And, you know, this week I came back on air just to explain. It's like, it's, you know, giving us a really bad, weird reputation. I don't want that to happen. I mean, like you guys said, I just come here to have fun, and that's completely it. And, you know, if I'm not having fun, then I can't be funny, and if I can't be funny, then you guys don't have fun. And, you know, I mean, I'm sorry that argument happened, but whatever. It happened. But I agree, Zero Death and Evil Ideas made some very good points a minute ago, is that if it's well-placed, it's funny. We want to be universally entertaining, but not very offensive, you know. I don't know. All right. Yeah, that's cool. But whatever happens, the podcast will continue, okay? I'll tell you that, guys, right now. So what's next, Dozer? I don't know what's next because we can't do a live show with just one person technically, or, you know, on technic stuff or tech stuff, whatever. Well, that's the thing, Zeradev. He's like, he's all freaking out on me and doesn't ever want to talk to me again. So I don't know what's going to happen with that.
But, you know, like I said, there will always be content on the YouTube channel, whatever happens. So yeah, I honestly, I want to keep doing the show. I'm over it. I've been over it.
Cool. Do your fucking show then. Okay. Okay. Like I said, I can't do a show with one person. I'm over it. I just would rather keep doing pranks. I want to do a show for fucking weeks now. All I want to do is one fucking good hotel call, but of course, gonna get that in. But, all parties involved should cool down. I know, I want to cool down, but at the same time, I want to just hang out with you guys and fucking kick it and fucking do pranks. But I can't with just these two machines here, because one's a piece of crap. Yeah, I don't know, you guys.
Damn, we got so many people in here right now. That's the thing. Fucking the one, Toasty, DZ, Eli, Dia, Zeradeath, Enigma. All you motherfuckers in here, and like, it's, you know, the shows usually start at 10, and here we are at 9:45. And, you know, fuck. It's just fuck, you know? Fuck. I don't know what to do, but, I mean, to all of you, I'm personally, you know, I personally apologize. Because, I mean, it's embarrassing. I mean, on my part and on the part of, you know, us as a whole, this group as, you know, a whole group. I don't know, it's fucked.
This show has erectile dysfunction, which is one person. Yeah, here, security, get in here for a second. Let's, let me add, there we go. Let's just, like, fucking hash this out for a minute, dude. Like, I don't even know what the fuck just happened, but I want to keep doing calls.
Hey.
Yo, what's up, dude?
Not much.
Yo! Are you over it? I'm over it.
Yeah, for real.
Does everybody get where, like, am I crazy here? That's the only thing I don't understand.
Man, you're fucking insane, man.
Okay, thank
you. You're tripping balls.
Okay, that's all I want to know, dude. If I'm wrong, you guys, just tell me. Like, but I'm just going by what the listeners want to hear. And, you know, that's all.
For real, yeah. I feel you.
But, well, like I said, you guys, whatever happens, there will always, always, always be a podcast. I mean, there will always be a way for us to do calls and upload it.
Yeah.
But, I mean, like, this live show is cool. It's fun. I like hanging out with y'all. But, I mean, this kind of shit just fucking happens, and these shows just, like, you know, they're going great, and then, like, it's like a fucking train wreck, like, out of nowhere, you know?
That's for sure.
And, yeah, I just don't know how long, you know, we can do this.
People really do enjoy the podcast. Dozer, can you do anything about Fox right now? I mean, I can try, I can talk to him, but, I mean, the vibe, when Fox is giving you a bad vibe, there's really not much, you know, one can do to change the vibe. And, you know, I want to. I'm over it. Like I said, like, I mean, it's not, like I said, it's a very small issue. I mean, I'm over it, bro. It's just like, I just don't want this show to be associated with that type of comedy. And You know, I mean, it's like I said, it's fine. Like Evil Ideas mentioned, it's fine. If it's well placed, it's funny. But if it's not, then it's just kind of like, you know, what the fuck? And people don't want to hear that. I mean, like, fuck. Damn. I was having fun there, too, for a minute. I usually don't want to do these live shows, and I was having
fuck, fun. Man.
But, like I said, we can hang out with y'all for a little bit. I'm just playing GTA 4, hanging out, trying to resolve this. But, no, Zerodeath, you're an idiot, dude.
Did someone say that? Fox, stop insulting people, bro! That's what I'm saying! Like, no wonder the fan base isn't growing.
I know, for real, yo.
We can't... I don't know. Like I don't know. I don't know where to go from here. You guys have anything to say?
I don't know what to say, man. This is...
This is fucked, isn't it?
Yeah, it's like not the first time, you know what I'm saying?
That's the thing. Dozer, can I play GTA with you guys? Dude, do you have a PS3? I mean, if you have a PS3, I'd be more than happy to go online, fucking fly helicopter around with you, and fucking blow up some fucking, you know, cars and you know, get a boat and do a drive-by on a dock. I don't know, whatever. If you got a PS3, I'm down. If any of y'all got a PS3, really. I got a PC. Is it cross-platform? I don't know. Is it cross-platform? Or does anybody know that?
I don't think so.
They need to do that shit. Because that would be cool.
Yeah, that would be.
Dozer can play GTA. This is not an issue. No, I got PC. It's a recurring issue. No, Corey Dozer. Wait, what? I don't know. I'm confused. I'm kind of drunk right now. And you know, I'm cool, dude. Like, I mean, like I said, it's not like a big deal. It's just that, you know, I you know, everybody kind of understands, so I don't get why you don't. Death Fox. And I don't know. We went over this plenty of times. Guess I'll leave it. Oh, Final Fantasy's cross-platform. It's kind of cool.
Oh, Barbie, I'll bring it back.
It's all good. Yeah, you can join. You can join. Well, I mean, I don't know how long we'll be here. Like I said, I mean, we can't do calls right now. We were just kind of hanging out chatting. But yeah, you guys, if anybody in the chat wants to call in and just, like, voice their opinion real quick, yeah, sure. That's fine. Yeah, call in. If anybody wants to call in, DZ or Zerodeath, Tomsi, the one, I mean, if you want to call in and just say what you think about the situation, I mean, go ahead. We'll put you on here, we'll listen, and, you know, we'll see what you have to say about this whole thing. Because, I mean, I'm curious, I want to know what the listeners are, you know, what you guys are, you know, thinking about this right now, because I mean, I'm just as confused as y'all are, so
yeah, it'd be nice to have some fan insight, you know.
Yeah, no personal attacks, just, you know,
nothing personal, yeah,
and, you know, voice your general opinion. And if you want to totally call me out, though, please do. I mean, really, really, please do.
All right, Aaron's got to take off a little bit. But the one, did you get the invite or did you get the name to add? Death Fox, man, didn't have to be this way, bro. I mean, it's not a really big deal. All right, the one. Hold on, let me get you on here. We'll get if anybody else wants to call in, do it now. I think after the one calls in, we're gonna leave it at that. We're gonna get some fan insight, and then end the show from there. And then I guess keep on the lookout for the live podcast. Let me see if I can get him in here. All right, if you want to call in here, do this. It'll be easier. If you want to call in, PM me right now. PM me right now, and I'll give you the name, and then you can call in. And then once you call in, it will have you say what you want to say, and then we'll go from there. All right, here we go. I got the ones PM. Let's see if this will work. Okay, if you got the PM, call in right now. Okay, let's see if I can do this. Oh, there we go. That worked. The one, you're live on the air.
What the fuck is this?
Oh, is that the one? You're not the one, and you're live on the air. What do you have to say? What happened tonight, sir?
Why am I on this call?
You're on the air.
I'm Death Fox. Why am I on this call?
Well, let's talk it out. Let's hash it out, man.
Fuck this.
Oh, he hung up. All right, the one. If you didn't get that, I have your thing pulled up now. There's Tomasi. Tomasi, I'm going to send you a PM right now with the name to call in. Add that to your Skype. Call it in, and I'll add you. The one and Tomasi, I sent you both PMs. So if you didn't get them, let me know. You should have got them. Death Fox called in for a second, but he... Where's my buddy list on here, dude? This is fucked. Oh, okay, there it is. I don't see y'all on here. Oh, wait, contact. Okay. I don't know how to add in shit. Okay, there we go. About to get Cole on the air here. I think. Is it ringing? I don't know. Tomasi, did you get my PM?
Hello.
Oh, Cole, what's up, dude? Okay, what do you think about the situation that just occurred live on the air?
I think it was honestly a bit unnecessary. Really, what we could have done, or at least what I think could have been done, is we could have you guys could have gone off the air, like, just discuss it, because it really wasn't something that needs to be public in the first place. And then you could have discussed it, even in the privacy of just between you and him, and then you guys would have been able to discuss it, like that, and then that would have been better.
I agree. That's a good point. Maybe I shouldn't have left so abruptly. That is a good point. I do want to, like, discuss it with him, but, he called in that one time, and I asked him to talk, and he said, no, fuck this, and he hung up.
Probably got to sober up first.
Yeah, but maybe we both do. I don't think it's 100% his fault. Maybe like 99%. No, I'm just fucking around. But we have to get Tomasi on the air right now, and I'm curious to see what he thinks. Let's see if he's – are you on? Are you on? He's not on.
I think he hung
up. Let's see if we can – re-add him real quick. But yeah, no, that's good insight though, Cole. I agree. I think it could have been mediated.
Can you hear me?
Hey, Tomasi, what's up, dude?
Hey.
Am I saying that right? Tomasi too?
Tomasi 2, yeah, that works.
Tomasi 2. And then, yeah, okay, that's what it looks like. You know?
I'm just getting some feedback here.
Oh, yeah. So what do you think about what just happened, you know, on the air?
It seems like it kind of blew up out of nothing, really. Like, I don't know if this is, like, shtick, like, if you guys are trying to drag it out. But, like, I just discovered this station this past week, and I thought it was great, man. Like, all the original content that you guys have done. This is my first live show that I'm listening to. I'm kind of disappointed that, you know...
It ended that way.
Yeah, it ended that way. But, you know, I see where you're coming from. Like, there's almost got to be, I guess, like a line. Like, you can be funny without, you know, I guess having to resort to...
I agree.
Extreme, like, you know...
Without going personal.
Yeah, without going personal, you know? So...
And the one, what do you think about that type of, you know, comedy?
Honestly, like, Zeredeth was telling me, you know, she didn't like it. And I honestly didn't like it either, because at one point it gets repetitive. And it's just not funny.
I mean, agree. You know, like, if you're going to go there, like, make it be funny. If yes. It's not funny, then, you know, it's not worth it.
Kind of like the one, or what Evil Ideas said, if it's well-placed, you know, then it's different.
Right.
Like, would you guys agree there?
Yeah, like, it was really funny. Remember when he was telling you how he got his dog to start barking?
Yes! There you go! That's a very that made good it funny. It's a good example.
That made it funny.
But, I mean, take nothing away from the guy. The guy's fucking hilarious.
Oh, dude, Death Fox is, like, the beating heart of the show. That's why, like, this is such a little issue. I would just rather, you know, like the ones that I would rather just resolve this in a peer mediation type issue, talk it out one-on-one, you know, than have this be the end of, like, the whole live things. I don't know. Thomas, have you heard a podcast yet that we've done?
I haven't subscribed to it, no, not yet.
Okay, yeah, you should check out the podcast. I'm curious. I want to get more feedback on the podcast, because if the live show were ever to, like, hit a standstill, then we would resort to probably podcasts. And so far we've gotten decent feedback, but I want to know what the rest of the population thinks about, you know, about the podcasts.
Right.
So
yeah, I'll have to check it out. That's all original content? Like,
yeah, no,
separate,
I mean,
from what you have on the show. I'm listening to you on Shoutcast, so.
Oh, okay. Yeah, if you go to YouTube and type in Prank Session Radio,
yeah.
You'll actually probably find, like, a more extensive list of our calls on there.
All right, right on.
Listen to Hotel Panic there. Yeah, that one's funny.
Yeah, like the ones that if you scroll down to more of the earlier stuff, you'll find some of that Hotel Panic stuff where we make the lady banging the door and the guy banging the door and y'all go.
Yeah, I heard that one today. I was listening to that at work. I was laughing my ass off.
Those are some of my fucking favorite calls TSR has ever done, dude.
I'm in my cube just laughing like a maniac, and I'm pretty sure, like, my coworkers are like, what the fuck's with this guy?
That's fucking awesome, man. No, we're glad to hear, you know, people are listening to the shows and enjoying them and all that stuff, because we do this stuff for you guys.
Yeah, it's all right. I definitely dig it for sure.
At the end of the day, we do all the stuff for, you know, the fans. From Evil Ideas to Tomasi to Zeredeth to... The One to Enigma to SpongeBob. Welcome to the show, SpongeBob. And, you know, even the guests. We do it for y'all, too. So.
Like, recently, I've been thinking that there's just a lack in prank call content on the net. Like, I used to be a KDK listener back in the day, and I don't know how you guys feel about KDK.
No way. He's one of the originals out here, especially when it comes to, like, you know, internet prank calls. I think, you know, he's definitely one of the more...
Definitely, but there's, like, this weird thing within the prank call community that, mm-hmm. where it's so small, but, like, there's, like, feuds and stuff, and
yes.
people see each other. It's like, man, if you guys just band together and work together...
It's very, you know, clicky.
It is, yeah. Right? It's just, like, work together, you could create something just so awesome, a community that helps each other.
Because we learned that the hard way. There was, like, a huge feud, like, I don't know, maybe 6 months back or so, maybe, I don't know, somewhere in there. And then, yeah, and then ever since then, we've just been on our own and just been gaining listeners as, you know, as they come. And, I mean, I've just been chilling and trying to have fun. You know, I'm sure you guys are trying to do the same.
Yeah, for sure.
Hi, I'm new and want to listen. How do... Oh, here we have a new guy. Click play to the left. Yeah, we got someone new in here right now as we are speaking. That's pretty cool, you know? Yeah. And we got someone new actually on the call with us tonight giving us feedback. You know, Tomasi, he's brand new. He started listening to the show this past weekend. You know, he's a fresh listener. So it's always good to get new people in here. fresh faces, you know, because we want to know what you guys want to hear, what kind of, you know, new content you guys want and all that stuff. So. Mm-hmm. Anyways.
Yeah, for sure.
Cool, I'm in. Okay, guest 5520, if you can hear me, put a 1 or something in the room. Want to know if you can hear me correctly. I want to do more calls, but we need 2 PCs to do that, and I'm only sitting here with 1. Okay, cool, you can hear the show. Guest 5520, make a register a name real quick in the chat, and, like, you know, coming out this, we're here every day. I mean, I check the chat, like, I mean, every day, a few times. And, you know, sometimes we do shows, other times we have podcasts, other times we just upload individual calls, but there's usually, you know, something new to listen to.
Yep, yep.
Let's see, Enigma might be able to help us out here in a second. Okay, wait, never mind. Let's give it a rest here tonight. Let's wrap it up with the listeners we have on the line real quick. Do you guys have any other opinions you want to voice and where you want PSR to go, you know, in what direction you want to see it, you know, sail in?
And I want to see it keep going.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, honestly, if you guys aren't feeling it today, then just don't force it. Otherwise, it's going to be a shit show, you know. Nobody's going to want to be here, you know, just move on.
True, true.
Catch you on the next time.
It's always good to have fans, you know, that are supportive and that, you know, fucking come around and, you know, are, you know, it's always a shame when you get, like, someone in here and they listen for, like, you know, a week or two and then, like, you don't hear from them ever again. But, you know, you guys stick around because there will always be content here. I guaranteed. Redeemer, good to see you signing up, bro. Look, be on the lookout. Go to youtube.com/PrankstationRadio and subscribe. And fucking, you guys are all fucking PSR family. We love all you. Me, Aaron Burr, Enigma, and even Death Fox, man. We love all you guys. And, yeah, we're just here to have fun, like even what I just said. We're just here to have fun. That's it. We'll figure something out, though. We'll get a podcast up soon. Look out for this show. Maybe we'll chop out the good parts and put it up on YouTube soon. And, but yeah, it was good chatting with y'all.
All right, thanks.
Good having you on. And from everybody at PSR, I guess we will either see you next Friday or we will see you in between for either a live show or a podcast. Be on the lookout. Actually, I'm in the mood to do a podcast now. So be on the lookout. Awesome. All right, y'all. Well, peace out and take it easy and free Boosie. Peace.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, free Boosie.